So thumbs for eBay?
You can't sell thumbs on eBay. I tried.
Yeah, yeah, you can't sell body parts. But yeah, eBay saved my butt.
A keychain, if you can sell it.
I thought I told you about trying to sell body parts in Alaska, right?
No.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't you buy a human skull, like for science purposes? Like, what if you want to sell your skull that you have in your face?
I don't think I can, actually.
That's really weird, because, I mean, I understand, okay, yeah, not selling, like... What about a lock of hair? That's the thing I was actually thinking about doing, too, by the way, strangely enough.
I think a lock of hair would be fine. It's a little bit...
Because I remember some guy was selling, like, I swear to God, I'm not making this up, Hitler's pubes, supposedly. Don't ask me why, and I wasn't looking for that, either. I mean, it wasn't like I was like, hey, I wonder if I can buy Hitler's pubes. Hey, eBay, thanks, you know. And no, I didn't buy them. But,
When I lived in Alaska, I had a friend that wanted to sell some, like, bear claw stuff. And as a native, he's allowed to do that. White people ain't allowed to sell that stuff.
Hmm. Okay.
But eBay wouldn't let him do it because it's pretty specific in their policy.
Well, what about, like, I've got that alligator claw.
I think that would fall outside of their allowed. Because I think that's very analogous to what I was trying to do. Even the right part of the body. So.
Even what?
The right part of the body. Like it's a claw.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I bought that. The different there is a fundamental difference between the two. Right. I'll tell you what that difference is.
White people are out to sell those.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's why I say I wonder about that. And that's what got me thinking about it in the first place. I mean, you know, it's just kind of weird rules. I understand why they have them, but I just wish there was a little more. Anytime it was zero, I think you have some flexibility.
Yeah.
I have zero tolerance for zero tolerance policies. That's a zero tolerance policy.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll give them down one thumbs down for that.
They are, you know, a private company, so I can't, you know, say. I mean,
and for a virtual monopoly, they ain't bad either.
There's competition, you know.
Yeah, but it's
all owned by them. Half.com, eBay.
No, I'm not talking about Half. There are other, like, you know, auction online websites.
Yeah, they're just not very popular though.
Yeah,
Amazon.
Actually, yeah, Amazon does have an auction thing on it too. You're right. And Amazon actually has their eBay-esque elements worked into it, where you it's virtually seamless with their, you know, because they say you can buy, you know, new and used, and you have your choice when you order.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much they've, like, I think the reason people don't realize is, in fact, I don't think it is monopoly because of that, because people don't realize that is competition. It's so worked into it that it's very subliminal. You don't even think about, hey, I'm buying something from somebody just like it would be if it were eBay.
Yeah.
Now, I think what they've done probably different, I have a feeling that people have probably sent the stuff to them. I don't know. I've never bought something used.
To Amazon?
Yeah.
No, it comes directly from
them. Really? Okay. So I don't know. Okay. So, eBay, thumbs up for
four?